Session 17 of Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. This is complete in one recording, and the players were Sharon, Richard, Nick, and Jameis. The holiday season is upon us, and I'd like to thank you all for continuing to listen to us over the past 3 years. This Deadlands game is in the final stretch. This recording is session 17, and we just finished playing session 24. For those of you waiting for the Of Steam, Steel, and Murder game to resume, this will happen quite soon. I'll intersperse episodes of Deadlands with the new season of SSM so that those of you who are following Deadlands will get the complete story before we move on to the next campaign. Have a great holiday, guys, and enjoy Session 17. All right, and we're back again. This will be Session 17 of our Deadlands Tales from the Shattered Coast. And tonight we have, just start left to right there, as seen in the Fantasy Grounds, character lineup.
Okay, this is Sharon. I'll be playing Dr. Sarah Beauchamp.
Do you want to give your cards as well?
Yeah, go ahead. Do cards as well.
Okay. My cards are great. Let's see if I can get to my cards. Here we go. My cards are Enemy. Play at the beginning of a game session. A villain of the GM's choice becomes your character's sworn enemy. You may not soak wounds caused directly by him. Starting now, draw an extra adventure card each game session until the... And it runs out of...
it doesn't have enough room on the up top thing. You should open the card and it'll be fine.
If you double click.
Yeah. Draw an extra adventure card each game session until the enemy is retired. Now, is that a must play or...
No, it's your choice.
But you have to choose before they get deleted, is how it's worded.
I'm not going to play an enemy.
I'll play it on the doctor.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking as well.
Angry Mob, Burn the Witch. Play during combat. A mob of angry locals equal to 2 per hero joins the battle as allies. Treat them as soldiers armed with whatever the GM deems appropriate. They stay for the current battle only. Okay, and third one is Folk Hero. Play after you save a group of people from dire circumstances. The community adopts you and your party become local heroes, and you can always find aid there.
Okay, and this is Luke Villeneuve, and my cards are, typing into Skype, Let's Settle This. Play at the beginning of combat round with no jokers, no character can soak wounds until a joker is drawn. Deadly Blow, play after damage is rolled to double the total of a successful melee attack. And Spurred On, the character's travel distance is doubled for a day, or one character gains double pace for one round.
Aha, I am Jean-Jean Lou, or Richard, whichever you prefer. And my cards are Get a Clue. Somebody gets a clue from the GM. Out of the Frying Pan, play to avoid death, capture, or some other bad situation for your hero or any ally. Situation leads to some new trouble, however, as determined by the GM, and this card just rules. Immediately give this card to the GM and get 2 cards to replace it. So, I immediately give this card to the GM and get 2 to replace it.
Alright.
So, we'll tell you my other cards in just a second. Please hold. Enjoy this lovely elevator music while you wait.
Yeah, let's see.
That was a perfect...
A specific card, too. There it is. 2.
Haha, and I have love interests.
Play on the doctor.
Woo! And the best card ever that everybody will love me for having. Reinforcements. Play during combat. Reinforcements arrive for the bad guys. Huzzah! Everybody loved that last time I played it. I'm going to play it again.
I would expect no less from you, Richard. This is Logos, also Nick. I am playing Gideon Stewart, and my cards are Flesh Wound, and extra rises unshaken and unharmed. The extra must have been wounded in the current scene. Catnap. When a character has at least a half an hour of undisturbed downtime to restore a character as if she had a full night's sleep. And Noble Sacrifice. Play when an adjacent ally suffers damage. You suffer the damage instead.
All right, sounds good.
And we ended up playing last week, so it should be fairly fresh in people's minds. Who wishes to do a recap?
You say that, and yet...
Last week, we arrived in the town. We went around to the various people and found out what had been going on in Perdition since we had left. Apparently, there was a new lawyer in town, or an old lawyer who none of us ever remembered coming across ever before in our entire lives, but was apparently a staple of the town. He had more business because more people were coming in and taking up land, and they had to register deeds with wherever the local office was. Apparently, more people are going to be fleeing from Shanfan to Perdition to escape the war or as refugees or whatever it is. So they're expecting a big influx there. We found out that the local big family, Kurtz, they had had a horrible, horrible necromantic incident there, and we went to investigate that. Turns out the father had been casting evil spells and making the people who had died in our previous time in the town, he's been doing good for this town, rise from the dead, and he was killed in a shootout with Zane Bannon. And apparently his son is not all there yet. After investigating, we found out that he had no soul. Looked around the building for his house for a while and found a secret anti-attic linked to by the anti-placement, where there was all sorts of necromantic mumbo-jumbo there that none of us really understood anything about. Then we remembered we had come here for a reason and went to find out what that reason was. And it was apparently Lacey O'Malley needed our help to break his friend Sam Hellman out of prison that Grimes was holding him in. We went back to the Kurtz's house to do some investigation and found tracks leading into the sort of foresty trees thing behind there, which is where we left off. Dun, dun, dun.
You left out one of the most important bits.
Oh, that Joker and Hattie Wagner got together because of Luke Villeneuve's secret manipulativeness behind the scenes?
No, no, that Perdition is getting a Chinese restaurant.
A welcome vitual change to everyone.
Having just come out, Shanfan, yes. And that was the end of that recap.
Actually, thinking of it, with a place that is having problems with food distribution, you know, a bowl of noodles, just, you know, wheat, water, and salt, and whatever broth, you know, not
they
bad.
They couldn't grow any the last time we were here, mm-hmm. which is why they wanted to open a restaurant, but couldn't because they couldn't grow anything, mm-hmm. which is why they turned to Chinese laundry.
Can't grow it, we'll clean it. Damn you!
They can do both. They can have waiters spill the food over the people and then charge them for the cleaning as well. I'll be making money.
Yeah. And modest prices. Okay, so at the end of last game, you had you're putting off going to the place that Mal O'Malley wanted you to spring his friend from. And because you had found a trail going into the woodline behind the Kurtz's house, and you suspect that something may have left the Kurtz's house that's worth checking into. Rock Island Prison, that's where Lacey O'Malley wants you guys to try and spring his friend from.
I turn to Lacey O'Malley, who is with us, and I say, "This may be dangerous. You may wish to go back to town so that you do not die. And can contact the people that you need to contact when we come back from this heroic and victorious."
Oh, well, of course. I'll set things up for you. And let's see. The other thing you would set up is Lacey's going to try and find a couple of those portable boats. The ones that fold up into somewhat movable objects that you can unfold if you happen to need another boat or two. A few sticks of dynamite was requested by Luke.
Yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
We can get them from the railhead, I assume, again.
Certainly. So we'll start off back in town then, where you guys have been talking to Lacey and you...
Lacey came out with us to the...
Oh, to the house.
Because he mm-hmm. looked around it, and we stopped just as we were about to head into the thing, which is why I have now turned to him and said, hey, it's dangerous. You might not want to come with us.
You wanted Lacey's opinion on all the strange scrawlings on the wall below. He now gives the opinion that perhaps we should burn the place to the ground. Just
we
to be
had
sure.
that opinion from Gideon already. Thank you for concurring.
Well, fire is a very cleansing agent, and this place is very dark. Dark things happen down here.
The problem is that we are going to the forest right now, and therefore preoccupied. We appreciate your advice, Mr. O'Malley, but nonetheless, thinking that was not meant for everyone. Anyways, yes, let us continue with what we were doing. Well, what one of the players is, as he just played reinforcement.
All right, so Young plays reinforcement card early. Let's see, everybody draws an extra adventure card, okay. Let's see, of
Let's
course...
hope I don't get the Oh No card, which increases the bad guy's size by 2. Otherwise, I'm playing that as well.
Unless the card says otherwise, though, I do believe that is the only card you can play, Young.
No. No? If a card allows you to draw another card,
okay.
They play a card. So the benefit here is that every PC or every player immediately gets to draw an adventure card. So this adventure, they may all play 2. I have already played one of my 2 with the reinforcements.
I do believe I've just dropped another card on everyone there.
Yep.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I suddenly feel the urge to blow Gideon's head off. This is never going to end well for any of us.
You're Gideon. You remember that, right?
Yes, I know. That's why I feel the urge to blow his head off, because I don't want to be here right now.
Well, the problem is you're not allowed to, so suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of against my religion. Religions? Hey, how they restrict me.
Right, so Sarah, what was drawn for Sarah?
Okay, so that is inspiration, friendly characters, add +2 to all trait rolls for the rest of this round.
Alright, and what did Luke draw?
Rise up, rise up, play if the group is surprised, all heroes ignore the surprise and the doubt and as usual.
I got the you too can be just like Nick. Play after any character's attack roll to cause it to automatically fail. This is a critical failure.
Excellent. And I have power surge. The character immediately recovers 2d6 power points. These points may exceed his usual limit, but any excess points are lost at the end of the encounter. So we got harder enemies and got a Nick card for it. Huzzahs. Way to go, Richard.
And you can play 2 cards. So, hey.
Way to go, Richard.
Cards.
All right, Lacey is going to head back to town, taking your advice then, seeing as you believe it's to be dangerous, what you're about to do.
Ooh,
He feels it's going to be more dangerous than it would otherwise have been. And
yeah, that's a fair point. You know, as much as I...
Well, we don't know which encounter is going to be boosted up.
Yes, well, nonetheless, this is why this was a horrible idea.
Are we actually during combat?
I'm going to take it for what's coming next, so yeah. I saw that
okay.
too.
I would have played it as soon as he'd go into combat. It was just quicker to get it. No.
Gives me a little bit of time to plot what's coming.
There exactly.
We You're doing it right away.
Mm-hmm. All right, so what now? Lacey is... going to head out. They still have some people watching the house, making sure no one else is going in or out. Hopefully nothing else will be coming out, but certainly nothing more going in.
I look at Luke. You can follow the tracks. Young.
Believe well, Luke is the one who found the tracks last time.
Indeed, yes. That is why I'm...
They led towards the forest, but they otherwise petered out over uncertain terrain. Mm-hmm. It wasn't clear tracks, and they were just pointing in that direction towards the forest, so we were going to go in that direction towards the forest.
And it is time for us to be noisy and crash through the undergrowth to alert our prey that we are following it.
Who's had a couple of days head start? Yes, onwards.
Sounds good to me.
Let us leave this patch of ground for another patch of ground.
just looking up something real quick there. And okay, so you head on out. You have the general direction in which they were heading, Luke. And while you don't have any clear-cut trail to follow, you are noticing some things. Broken branches, some deadfall. You know, here's a game trail that would be easier to move through. Are you guys going horseback, or are you going on foot? You could get horses through here, as it's not a very dense wood.
We did not come out with horses. That is only the outskirts of town. So, if we determine that it is further into the woods, then...
It's up to you. You certainly could. You can certainly get some horses from the sheriff. Well, the sheriff in name and his men here would certainly loan you some horses if you wish. It's up to you.
I do not see the need right now.
Yes. When I have encountered the Walking Dead in the past, horses were startled by them, particularly those not used to the dead flesh walking.
But I will say I do have my shotgun with me.
That's an interesting point on whether or not we should take horses. I assume you were just going to shoot our horses underneath them when they panicked.
No, I'm just attempting that I have my shotgun before we say, what guns do you have?
Excellent.
You're going to go up against close encounters against undead. Shotguns are good.
I'm assuming so. I wouldn't go out looking for anything without my shotgun.
Well, we did come out here with the intent of searching the place. So
for undead. So
yes. So yes. I would assume we had this.
Yes. So I would say that moving on foot would be the, although minorly slower, a sure form of travel.
Yeah. I can double our pace, but, it's not really worth the effort.
Let us continue.
Alright, that sounds good. So you guys head into the forest, and once again, it isn't particularly dense. But it does look like no one has been particularly using this as a resource, as there's lots of deadfall around. No one's really been using it to, you know, harvest wood from, anything like that. So there aren't a lot of great trails. It does make, once you get into it, a little easier to track, though. So, Luke, if you want to give me another track and roll there.
That's a success.
Okay, good enough. You're able to discount tracks, like, you know, there's some deer tracks here, small rabbit tracks. You know, you discount those pretty quickly, but you find that there is kind of an odd track that does kind of go along the game trail. It's not so much a print as it is, like, it looks like something being dragged or dragged through the dirt.
Like someone was carrying something, or like they were dragging, for example, a lame foot behind or something when they're trying to walk?
It definitely looks like whatever it is has got more than 2 feet. As it's you're guessing by the look of the tracks, probably 4 feet. Or it's some kind of device that's being dragged behind something. If so, whatever's leading it, there's no tracks really from that. But it sinks into the ground as if it were like three prongs, four-footed, perhaps, with three very sharp toes or feet. And it seems to be going in a very odd gait. Rolls good enough where it seems like it drags its rear feet and kind of pulls itself along with its front feet.
Well, we're not about to encounter something horrendously minorly horrible.
Good. I'm glad for your self-confidence and perhaps your silliness.
What are we encountering?
Something horrific beyond our minds. Process. The undead kind of do that to you your first couple times around.
Not perhaps like anyone we should... has never seen undead before, right?
Perhaps we should invite the lawyer to come with us.
That would be insanely counterproductive. Sometimes fear manifests many different ways in many different individuals.
Yes, I was under the impression that you wished to remove him from the town.
Why were you under that impression?
because of the things that you said last time. Just yesterday, right. After the dinner, you said things like, oh, I do not like the lawyer. I think he is bad. I wish to remove him. Those were the sort of general impressions you said.
I blurred around like,
We mosey on discussing this.
Right. Sure, so you're following the tracks that you see?
Yep.
Okay. Everybody give me notice rolls.
I get a +2 because I'm a scout.
Sure.
Wow, that's a couple of raises there. It's a +2 to notice rolls made to avoid surprises in tactical situations. So I'm assuming that's going to count.
Looks like everyone succeeded pretty there. You go along the track a bit of ways, and Luke, as you're continuing to follow the trail, what you notice is that it doesn't come to you immediately. You know, something's just niggling at the back of your mind. You're not quite sure what it is. Something's changed, but you really can't pinpoint it. And you know, as you continue to travel on, suddenly, you know, this is a good 20, 30 minutes later, it comes to you. There's more than one track now. And as you realize that, all of you start hearing some rustling in the forest around you.
We're surrounded by rustlers.
Sit here.
Damn, whatever it was, it got reinforcements.
Oh, if only somebody could have foreseen this happening and prevented it. Curse you, fickle people who gave them reinforcements.
Base punching.
All right, you guys should have a simple map on the screen now. What yep. You're going through is a game trail. It's fairly wide, but it really isn't as clear as it appears on there, okay? There's little, you know, there's some shrubs and there's some boulders and stuff like that in the way, so it's not perfectly clear. And you've got what the lines are on each side. There is the tree line, okay? Trees are a bit denser on each side. So, Luke, just as you realize that now there's more than one trail here, you're not quite exactly sure how far back that started. Everyone's more aware now that there's some rustling out in the tree line. It seems to be coming from both edges. No one actually sees anything just yet, though.
Can we hear animals?
I'm going to move myself a little further in towards the center of the trail, rather than on the edge.
Sounds good. Young gets a chip for that. No, actually, now that you're thinking about it, forest is dead quiet. And do you guys have control of your tokens? Can you move them around?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yep. Yeah, just kind of arrange yourself however you want there.
I will move myself up to the front as well.
All right, just don't go beyond where that finger-pointing thing is on the screen now.
I punched the giant fist.
it's a giant fist that we've been following.
Mr. GM, can you please stop giving the party the finger?
That's my index finger! Right. Seems to be
you are hiding at the back there, Gideon? You
the
declared leader of the body?
The monsters oftentimes will attack from the rear.
I am glad we have somebody with us who has encountered these things before.
It is a prudent decision. These monsters are not intelligent. However, their master is, and he can give orders.
He is
basic orders. They would not leave if he was either A, their true master, or B, they did not have some basic level of intelligence.
Do we get a chance to do anything else, or is that it? We basically
I assume that you guys have stopped in the middle of the trail and you're
okay,
discussing.
I just want to say, get to cover at the sides. Boom.
Go ahead and move yourself wherever you'd like there. Nothing immediately is happening. When you do stop and start talking, though, the rustling sound is not to be heard.
You are hiding in the trees where the rustling is coming from?
I'm taking cover where I can potentially get a surprise attack. I've got a good chance, you know.
From the rustling. I stay up.
Yes, so I've clearly moved exactly towards where the rustling is and no other direction possible.
Whoa.
Whoa!
are we in combat yet?
Nope. Okay, Luke, when you step into the forest on the right edge of the path there, and you're attempting to kind of sneak around, I assume, give me another notice roll.
Ooh. Phew. I thought you were going to say give me a stealth roll.
Okay, very good. What are the rest of you guys in the pathway doing there?
I'm trying to... I cannot actually see the path. Let me...
Once again, religion is obscuring his eyes, cause, so he cannot see what is before him.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking we want to proceed so we have the widest view.
Okay, so for right now, Luke is kind of off to the side. The rest of you are still kind of talking about what you're trying to do or wanting to do.
I am cautiously proceeding.
Okay, well, move Sarah where you'd like her to be, but once again, stop before you get to that finger if you're trying to go past that. What are you doing, Young?
Well, I was trying to stay at the front of this. If a Google map, one square isn't like one square. Then,
Each square is the 2-yard thing.
All right.
What, one movement point.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm trying to stay at the front, seeing as it's kind of where I need to be.
Without going past the finger.
Yeah.
All right, and has Gideon decided what he's wanting to do? I'm assuming this is actually quick, and it's not you're sitting here debating what you'll do. So.
No, I'm just keeping... I have drawn my shotgun, and I am keeping my...
I have my shotgun out. Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, sounds good. So, Luke, as you get behind this canopy of trees and you're trying to settle in, trying to be quiet, I assume you've got your guns drawn.
Yep.
Okay. You hear a rustle above you as a tree limb snaps. This is the one who only made his 2 agility roll. And there is this monstrous thing in the trees above you, 4 legs. It seems to be comprised of all kinds of bones. It leers down at you. First of all, we're going to have a fear check here at -3. Now remember to add your grit to
Which basically counts as the -3.
That's including the fear level of the...
It is. Yeah. It is. Actually, the fear level in Perdition's gone down. It's only a 2 here now.
Someone did something about that.
Yes, someone did.
Don't know who that was.
Zane, the man they call Zane.
Y'all suck.
Wow.
Okay, so, yes, you fail your fear roll. Okay, we're going to make... You can decide if you want to spin chips.
Yeah, I always want to know what the result is before I decide to spend chips or not.
Well, you can't spend, once the results rolled, you got it, because you can't spend chips on table roll.
So. Is it a fear roll or a terror roll?
This is a terror. This is a terror roll. Yeah, this is so that is a monstrous.
That's a roll on the table.
Yes.
Yeah, that really sucks.
So, we haven't gone there yet, so you can chip it if you wish. Okay, there you go.
Okay.
Oh, that's much better. Okay, so this is going to be out of combat sequence. Luke, it misstepped. It broke a branch. You saw it. You actually have the jump on it as it was trying to be all stealthy-like and come down and eat your head. So this is between you and it, and you can go first.
Well, I'm going to do the obvious thing of blam-de-blam-de-blam with my shotgun. Just I'm not double-barreling it, just a single barrel. I prefer to have the control.
Short range. It's basically right above you in the canopy of trees.
And I've got marksman, so that's a +2 on top of that. Mm-hmm. So that's a +2 for having a shotgun. So +4, which I need. Wow.
Let's see. 6. And, well, I mean, it's still going to hit since you're shooting.
You
only need a 4 to hit something that's shooting. And it's not in melee range, it's just in short range, so it can't use its parry. So that hits. Go ahead and roll your damage.
Fair. It doesn't notice?
Actually, it was a great shot, but it just plings off of the bone. There's no flesh there for your bullet to penetrate into, and it just kind of rattles through all the empty spaces between the bones.
Damn it, need a slashing weapon.
Now it's going to drop down upon you.
I've only got a 6 parry, so it should be able to punk me pretty easily.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of ungainly. For all of its stealth, it moves very ungainly. Like it doesn't have complete command over its limbs very well. And it drops, trying to land on you, but kind of lands off to the side. Can you see it now?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Yeah. It's big. This is, you know, twice man-sized. Although it's, you know, since it's comprised mostly of just bones and, since you're this close to it, there's silver wire that seems to be running through each bone, connecting it one to another, kind of replacing its sinew. There we go. And now, since he has discharged a firearm, we'll go into the normal combat sequence. And there we go. Under the new Fantasy Grounds 2, if you guys go over to your, you should have an init button to the left. If you push that, you should now see the initiative table.
Well, I'm where I should be. With the two of spades.
Of course, see the horrible, horrible things on there, however.
Right. There's only one that's visible right now. So, nope, you're not supposed to see that. Sorry.
I didn't see it anyway.
Dude, I wasn't paying attention, so I didn't see it.
quick question. When can I play a card?
Whenever.
Whenever, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play one right now.
There. Yeah, it has the Ace of Hearts. Can you guys see that now?
Yes.
Yep.
All right, what card are you playing?
Okay, I played Angry Mob. Play during combat. A mob of angry locals equal to 2 per hero joins the battle as allies. Treat them as soldiers armed with whatever the GM deems appropriate. They stay for the current battle only.
Roll me a d6. Great.
What?
This is how many rounds it takes them to get here.
And then suffer fear effects, yes.
Well, no one else has seen anything yet. You're the only one that's seen anything so
well,
far.
Well, the mob.
Yeah, but when they do,
when the mob. When they're over here. All right, so they'll show up in 4 rounds. So this is the first round. All right, so number 3 goes first. So it has dropped on the ground right next to you there. It's going to take another swipe at you, unfortunately.
Should have had Nick roll it. He would have got a 1.
All right, ow. 2. Once again, its ungainly sweep of its arm and jaw just kind of is completely miss you. And
toughness 11? Papa! Ouch.
Can I see it or not?
You can't, although you know that there's something going on where Luke was as he just discharged his firearm.
Okay, I'm going to make sure I'm going to ready and...
Actually, I tell you what. Make a notice roll. I will give you just a situational kind of a quick look around to see if you can see anything else, and this doesn't count as your roll. Or as your turn. Oh, nice. It's everything except for 1. Okay. Okay, these are only visible to Sarah, okay, and until anyone else makes the rolls, so you don't see, anyone else sees these. But Sarah, you got movement along both sides of the tree line, and you see things skittering along the top of the trees, or in the tree canopy.
Okay, then for one of them, I want to track it and take a shot.
Sure. Each one of these squares is your 2 yards, so you can figure your range from that. Also, if you're firing from the clearing into the woods, they're going to get some cover because, well, you're shooting into a mass of woods.
Yeah. Okay, then. Well, I guess that one. It's the closest.
Yeah, that
if,
one.
If you actually click on it, you can highlight it with your color to say, hey, I'm targeting this one.
Well, I'm trying to.
Uh-huh. Okay.
There we go. I think. No. Never mind. Well.
Oh, I see. You're the one to the left, yes?
Yeah. Bone Fiend number 3.
Oh, that's the one with Luke.
Okay, oh, no. Sure. No, that's...
Yeah, number 3 okay. is the one right next to Luke.
Okay, then the...
You can
one
still shoot
in...
at it. It's quite large. So shooting at it
we've
won't necessarily
number,
mean shooting at...
A Bone Fiend number 1 is nearer the top. Bone Fiend number 4 is off to the left.
Okay, the one that is the closest, and that's the one I'm going to shoot at.
Sure. 3
so
is the closest.
Number 3.
And
yeah.
It's the one with Luke there. And it is quite large, so you don't have a lot of fear of hitting Luke.
Okay,
you are shooting from the clearing into the woods, though, so I'm going to call that partial cover, so minus 2.
Okay, so then it's straight.
Oh, nice shot.
Nice.
Wow. Hit with the raise, even with the minus.
Okay.
Right,
okay, roll high.
Okay,
that thing
and...
is tough.
So that is... And of course I don't.
And one additional d6.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, that's right.
Or a raise. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. You're pretty sure you hit it center of mass, and your bullets kind of clink off a few bones. It seems to fracture a few, but it doesn't seem any the worse for wear, unfortunately. Y'all?
Well, I,
go ahead
even
and
though
your
I.
notice roll first before, you know, just once again to kind of take stock of what's going on around you. Okay, you only see the one that, Luke is engaged with.
Even before there was talk of notice rolls, I expected there to be an attack from behind. Mm-hmm. So I go on hold and wait for it's one of them to try and jump us.
On hold. Alright, so let's see. It doesn't tell me. Oh, that's number one. Okay. Sounds good. And since you are the one in front, one of them comes bounding out of the woodline to attack you there, young. And if you're trying to interrupt someone else's action and act before them, I believe it's an agility roll to see who can go first.
Indeed. Well, yes. When it gets right next to me, I say, ha-ha, I took the edge for a strike.
Ah.
Once per round, when something comes next to me, I get to strike it first.
Sure. So, yeah, it comes barreling at you.
So I wait until it gets right on me, and then I...
These four rickety legs, which it seems like a newborn colt. It's not got great control over them, but it comes barreling at you. And the thing is quite large. That's a card you play, or is that a special ability?
No, that's an edge. Just an edge. It's just
it's an edge.
It's...
All right. Well, go ahead and take your action then, Young.
I guess I need a fear roll at this point, actually.
Yes, you do, now that you see it fully.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
I'm not making Sarah do it yet, because she only saw it through the wood lines. She is not experiencing the full terror of one. So it's a -3. Make it.
Still 4. Yeah. Okay. And then, ah! Horrible thing bounding out the trees at me. So I aim a wild swipe at it, trying to knock it down before it gets on me.
Yeah.
That's a parry of 8.
That's horrible. All right. Well, then.
Hit away, my dear sir. Hit away.
Then I will try and come off hold then. So opposed agility rolls for all, or for being it. What a horrible, horrible roll.
Well, he did worse, so.
I don't know. These things have not been rolling great.
It failed. It got a 3 to your 4, so you can take your action, your hold action.
All right. In which case, excuse me, I will just try and attack it twice then, seeing as it's right there. Once with my on hand, once with my off hand. I will see it coming, and I will adopt my... dragon's kung fu stance, and hopefully catch it just as it bounds at me. Pow!
Oh, nice.
Oh, there we go. There's a hit.
Yeah. I had a parry of 8. So you hit. Go ahead and do your damage.
So I will, as it comes at me, I will sort of go for the eyes. Try and smash it directly in the skull, hitting it for...
Ooh, you actually...
Nice.
Yeah.
17 points of damage.
Okay. So let's see.
It's a hit and a right.
So that's shaken and down. Wow, yeah, you just took one out. you palm strike it, and it sends this this like wave through the bone that just the bones go flying off in each direction, and something kind of falls out of its chest cavity and rolls to your It's
damn it.
It looks like it's a skull, a human skull, and it looks like it's black, perhaps charred, perhaps painted. Hard to tell as, you know, you're just getting a quick look at it right there.
No, wait. We cut out there a bit.
Yeah. You are cutting out.
I'm cutting out?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, the general quality of the core seems to be disappearing a bit as well.
Here, let me restart.
And
does that sound any better?
Much.
Much.
Okay. Yeah. What part did you hear? Did you hear the bones exploding all over the place?
Not really, but I assume that's what was happening from my awesome, awesome strike. Mm-hmm. Ooh, pose flicks.
Unfortunately... the bones seem to quiver and vibrate on the forest floor, and they seem to be kind of sliding towards each other.
All right.
Oh, Jot.
That is good.
And that is its turn.
I still had a second action because I did.
Sure, go ahead. Yeah,
attack. Even before you did that and said that, my action was just going to be to stamp all over the bones because there was nothing else for me to attack. So I stamp all over the bones and I just move myself further into the clearing for people while stamping on the bones which are on the floor. Because.
Throw me a die, even odd. You can declare which is good for you.
Roll a d3. I have to declare. Oh. Here we go with a d6. Even for us?
Roll a d1 and odds are good.
Well, I rolled a 1, even if you guys didn't see that.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, so you start stomping on some random bones as you move forward a bit there. Yep. All right. Let's see. Next one up. All right. So. Another one is going to rush out of the forest line here and also is going to attack Young.
Let's see. Okay. Do nothing about that this time.
No, you can't.
Okay, here we go.
You've used your attack of opportunity this round.
All right, what's your parry?
My parry is 9.
9. It hits a 9.
So it does in fact succeed. Mm-hmm. This is not going to be good.
My claw. 11.
Jeez, yeah, that's success.
It leads with this bullish kind of head. It looks like the head might be made out of cow parts as it just kind of gores into you and the jaws start to clamp down on any soft bits of flesh it can manage to do. What does that do to you in 11?
That would be a check and a wound. So okay. I am going to spend a chip on that. Yep. Mm-hmm. So as I see it coming at me, where is it, Vigor? Yonk.
Wow.
Nice. Oh, there we go. So that wound. So as I see it coming at me, I grab hold of the horns and sort of vault onto its head to avoid the goring attack that's coming at me.
Nice. And Luke, you're up next. You still have this one trying to... It's okay. Kind of lost can track I, of you.
Can I shoot?
You can.
Okay. I shall
shoot. It is right on you, though, so shooting at point blank, it gets to use its parry against your shooting.
Okay. I'm going to do... I'm going all out anyway, as it were. I am going to do a cold shot for its head, try and do some more damage to it to get past its damn toughness. As that is... So it's a -4, so it just gives me a flat roll. Parry this! Oh, you can parry that, no worries.
It kind of jukes to the left and pulls the bovine skulls out of the way as your gun goes off to the side.
So I'm going to chip it. Why do I? Who needs chips? No one needs chips. Chip! Parry this! Wow. I give up.
Yep. Since you're shooting into something quite large and into the forest, your trait roll being a 1 doesn't really matter.
Well, I'll go with the better roll, which was the 4.
Mm-hmm. Of course, yeah.
Because I chipped.
This one's now visible. Unfortunately, Sarah's the closest one to this one, so it's going to also rush out of the forest.
Dodge!
All right, here it comes. This is number 4. Fighting. What's your parry? Oh, I don't think your parry's that high.
That would be a no. My parry's a 5.
Right. That is a hit with an extra damage there, so... Oh, that's low. 7 points. What's your toughness?
Toughness is a... Wait, where's my character sheet?
5.
Okay. 5.
Alright, so you're just shaking.
Okay.
I'll mark you shaking on the chart. And finally, Gideon! And now you're seeing all these blasphemous things up here. Actually, Sarah, you also need to make a fear roll now, too. Well, we'll do it on your next turn. It doesn't really matter just yet, I don't suppose. But Gideon, you do need to make one now. Fear roll, -3.
Good news.
Oh, you just did.
Good news. Fantasy Grounds just got crushed. So, I... don't know what to do. I stand there going, these aren't the ones I fought before.
You want me to roll a fear roll for you?
Yeah, feel free. Right. Spirit is... it's guts.
Guts.
D6.
And what is your...
Our guts are plus 3.
So it's the same roll. Yeah.
Yep.
Do you have the gut skill?
Yep, D6.
Okay, there you go, and you succeed just fine.
Okay. All
right, so what is your action?
I am going to cast Quickness on myself. It's a D12 roll at minus 2.
Are you back on yet?
Not quite.
Okay. Here, I'll...
His character token's not at the top, so you can't. So you can tell he's not there.
All right. So this is what, a spirit roll for you?
Yeah, it's just a D12 minus 2.
D12 minus 2. Okay.
Yeah, with the D6.
4. Wow. Succeed.
Well, then I get another action this round.
You get another turn.
You are correct, Richard. I get another turn.
Let's not debate again. Oh, there he is.
Yes, there I am. I am going to... Yeah, let's go ahead and shotgun one in the... No, these things are really tough. I'm going to cast... Yeah, I'm going to cast Smite on myself, which is a very easy roll. If it ever feels like making that roll.
Oh,
wow. Whoa!
Too many rolls.
That's a lot of dice.
Okay, I'll take the first one because that was...
All of them made it, so...
Yeah, which basically means I do a lot more damage right now, but I'll... Okay. I do plus 4 damage right now. Excellent.
Is that's your second turn, right?
Yep.
All right, so next round, and this is the start of the second round. Bullseye 1 goes with a Joker, so plus 2 on his attack reactions.
I'm not seeing the other bone fiends. Are you making them visible on the init chart?
They should be. Oh, not on the chart. Sorry, here. I'll put them all up on the chart now.
Cool. There we go. Take them away again.
All right, and
Number
1 is the one that is... Ah, actually, you're lucky. This is the one that's reforming, so that's its action. And number 2, with the King of Spades, unfortunately, is the other one that is on you there, Young. And it will try and gore you with its cow head again. And it misses miserably. Miserably.
Wow.
Gideon!
All right. I will go ahead and try to shotgun...
one next to Sarah, it's the closest one to you.
Yeah, sure, why not? Shooting, plus 2 to this roll. Everything seems a little delayed for me.
Yep,
I might look twice.
Hits the raise.
Excellent. Everything seems to be slow motion.
It does when you first come on, as it checks everything.
9.
And plus another D6.
Go ahead and roll your extra D6.
Plus a 4 to whatever that was.
Oh, nice. And roll that
D6 again. D6. So keep going.
Yeah. All right. So,
well, if it's a plus 4, then he's done
20.
It.
20.
Okay.
22.
This one goes explodey. But then again, you see the bone bits kind of start coming together. Sarah, give me a notice roll since you're the one standing right there. Oh, and by the way, if you want to add the D6 to your roll, if you click at the bottom right where it says modifier plus and then it's got damage, if you click on that D6 damage, it will throw the extra D6 for you.
Oh, excellent. Good news.
So, yeah, give me a notice roll, Sarah.
You still got to do the fear officer at some point. Notice nothing.
We'll do it on her turn. No, do not notice anything special. And number 4 is up next.
Well, I get my second action.
Oh, yeah, please. Go ahead.
The one that is now scattered, I am going to use the skill Pummel. And it's a cone. Let me see if I can get multiple ones in a cone thing.
You would probably hit us at the same time.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't really like y'all too much.
Before you roll that, give me a roll and choose even or odd is in your favor.
Even, because that has worked out so well.
No. Okay.
Even, you have betrayed me for the last time.
Don't worry about your. We'll just say your cone goes off and it mashes up a bunch of bones.
Okay.
Because it will make little difference. Okay.
Fail his roll.
Yep.
Lose his faith.
Yeah, I could definitely lose.
Since he faith. Broke up a bunch of extra bones. Oh, that's true. You should roll just to see, make sure that's okay.
Always looking out to see if Nick gets screwed over.
I'm going to mark this one as shaken and incapacitated, and then it's going to lose each of those conditions on it on each next turn it has, and that's how long it has to reform. I'm giving it the incapacitated because he broke up some bones. It takes longer that way. Well, assuming he gets his spell off, that is.
Right. I did fail my spell there. I can't see.
Oh, you failed your spell. Ooh, okay.
Did I? Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen it. No, that's his
d6. That's his d6 roll. There it goes.
I failed it.
We got a 3.
Let's go ahead and try that again, this time with a little bit more not sucking so bad.
All right. So there we go.
I'm really good at this, God.
All right, so on its turn, it will remove one of those marks. There we go. As the bones start to slowly re-knit themselves. Okay, number 3 is up, and it's still right next to you, Mr. Villeneuve.
Hi, so. About that shooting incident early. Let's not worry about it between friends, shall we?
And it tries to gore you with its horns, and unfortunately,
it does a lot.
So it's going to get extra damage on this one. And
unless you roll ones, I'm probably going down. I don't think you roll
17.
Ones.
What is that for you?
I'm going down. I've got a 5. No, I'm looking at the wrong person. 6. So that makes it 11, which is lots and lots of raises. Lots and lots of raises.
So that's shaken, 1 wound, 2 wounds?
It is, yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, so you can make it, you can spin a chip and make a toughness roll if you wish.
That's what we're going to have to do. It's vigor.
Yes, do so.
And that's my last chip.
Really?
Nope.
Ow. You're wounded 2, if you wouldn't mind. Can you mark yourself, or do I have to do that?
No, I can do it.
Okay. Yeah, it gores you, and it kind of flips you over its head while it does so. So you go careening off into the forest a little bit there, and Young.
All right.
So you may or may not have heard the girlish yell of Luke as he gets gored in the privates.
Oh, I still have 2 on me, one that is reforming, and the
one
other
is reforming.
One is...
The one below you is reforming, and the one above you is fine.
Yes. I will do multiple actions again. And that one, the one on the floor there, I will continue stamping all over it to try and stop it from reforming.
Okay, just make an attack roll and hit. If you hit, you succeed in forestalling it.
Okay.
Any amount of damage is going to be good enough.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Oh, well, multiple, that should have been at -2.
Sure,
and...
I'll throw it down 2 further, so... We'll put it at shaken and incapacitated there.
All right. And the other one that is on me, I will try to gore me last round with its horns. So, yeah, we're going to try and take it out as it stands there looking at me. Split the legs because it has so many of them. So there's a fighting roll.
And you clean its legs. Give it a bit of a polish. You haven't even
shoot
the legs.
Unfortunately, his parry is 8.
Yes. Not quite enough.
That's all of your actions?
Yes.
All right, Sarah, make a fear roll. -3.
Okay.
Or a guts roll.
It's a guts roll, -3. Okay. So that would be guts -1.
It shouldn't be. You should
have grit 3 with everyone else, so it should be just a straight guts roll.
Oh, no, because I have brave, so that would be +2 then.
Oh,
nice.
Okay,
you're brave. Okay.
Back. There we go. Okay, here we go, and...
Ooh.
No problem. Okay, so you can act. What do you wish to?
Okay, for the...
The one that's in front of you there is, it's basically a bunch of broken up bones at your feet, but the bones are kind of moving towards each other.
That is a successful fear roll. She is not feared. However, she's still shaken.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. She's still shaken. So you
and that is
a spirit roll
to try and
unshake.
Okay.
momentarily recover from whatever was going
on. Or you can just spend his chip to act. I mean, you might as well take the free roll first. Yeah, nice.
Oh, there you go.
Not quite enough to act.
I don't know why Sarah is fatigued. She should not be.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, no, I'm not fatigued.
You would have made it. So you can act as well as being unshaken.
That's a success and a raise.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Then for the bones that are starting to crawl back to each other, I'm going to try to take the butt of the shotgun and scatter them more. Like,
give me a die roll. Choose even or odd as beneficial to you.
I'm going to choose odd.
Yes. Woo!
Nice. Okay. All right. You start smashing. You start smashing a bunch of bones around you, and I will tell you what will happen with that later. They don't seem to be moving anymore after you do that, though. So this is beginning the start of the third round.
No.
Oh, Luke. Ah, there you are. Luke, who is shaken and badly gored.
The spirit roll, isn't it?
Spirit roll.
Two on shake.
Nice.
You made it. But not quite enough to act. But you are no longer shaken.
Ow.
You may what? Do free actions, like...
Get the hell out.
Or shout for help, or anything else.
Cry for your mommy.
Yes, that as well.
Can I draw an item?
Sure.
Okay, I'll draw my knife.
Okay. And top of the round, Bone Fiend number 3.
Jeez, come on. Stop drawing kings and stuff for them.
And this is the one that is still perfectly up and okay. Unfortunately, it's also the one next to Mr. Luke Villeneuve yep. there. All right.
I can't do so little about it.
So sorry, Mr. Luke. Go. It hits,
yep.
I think.
With a raise.
What's your parry?
6.
Yeah. Oh, it's not with a raise then.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Yep. He just needs to do 2 points of damage, and I'm pretty much incapacitated.
Well, this guy get it at least 8.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh. So
wow.
You're incapacitated.
possibly dead. I don't know what counts as dead in this, but
no,
yeah. Okay,
so you're incapacitated. If you wanted to try and make
I don't have any
yeah,
chance.
You would have to substantially reduce the 21. So what happens at this point is you are incapacitated. Go ahead and click yourself as incapacitated. And I believe
yep.
at this point we need to make a roll for you here.
Okay, what do I roll? Vigor or strength or spirit?
Let me pull
it. It's a vigor roll in
Yeah, it's a vigor roll.
Incapacitate. You have become that. Wild cards are incapacitated when it makes them.
No.
A total of 1 or less, the character dies.
Well,
0.
Wow.
Well, I don't know. Do the wounds count for this roll?
Yes,
yes.
They do.
Okay, yeah. Then yeah, I'm dead.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
That is. Very much points. Saving chips are a good idea.
Luke, have a single chip. I will give this to you for pulling your knife and being brave.
Okay. Well, I might, no, Luke, okay, well,
you can re-roll that one time. If you're still dead, unfortunately, this will be the end of Mr. Villeneuve.
There you go.
Oh, look at that. Yes.
Alright,
so
there is
when I
something.
Raise, roll on the injury table, the injury goes away in 24 hours or when all wounds are healed. So you're still
incapacitated.
Yeah. Alright, here's your injury. Guts!
That
hero catches one somewhere
happens.
Between the crotch and the chin. Sure enough.
You love rolling, giving us those bloody injuries here.
Always that happens.
Reduce your streak die by 1. Now remember, this is not permanent since, 24 hours?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It's irrelevant. My strength is already a D4.
Okay.
Yes,
so yeah, in fact it did. It got you right.
Go back to a D4.
Got you right in the manhood and tossed you over its shoulder. Yeah.
Right.
You would have only been facing one of these, you know. young. All right. Next Bone Fiend is going to reduce one of its levels there. So it does nothing. Luke, you continue to be laying there in your pool of blood. I don't believe you can do anything. Is that correct?
Pretty much.
He's just incapacitated until someone can get over to help him. He's stable, so he's not bleeding out. All right. So, Young.
Uh,
You still have one that's up and about.
Yes, the one that is on the floor, and I'm just looking at it. Well, stamping on the bones has not done anything for it, and they are still trying to reform. So I will have to take multiple actions again.
Okay.
I will use one to try and put down the bone fiend that is still up and standing right there in front of me. So I'll roll that first of all. Where's my fighting? There it is. So having tried to sweep the legs and failed miserably, I try to grapple with its horns and try and break its neck. Oh, horrible, horrible roll.
Yes, yes. Unfortunately,
it's just too slippery for me. And the other action that I want to do is I want to grab some of the silver wire that's on the one that is trying to reform and unwind it.
Give me a roll. Choose even or odd as being your lucky number.
I stick with even. Huzzah! It pays off.
You pick up a strand of the silver wire that's attached to the blackened, possibly fire-blackened skull. And as you wrench the silver cord off of that, the skull kind of just disintegrates in your hand. It's just like the bones were badly charred, and it just powders when you pulled off the string, and bones stop moving.
Well, I shut this out to everybody. Remove the silver wire. It is their connection to moving stuff.
Things. That was your second action, correct?
And that was me, yep.
All right, number two. It's just the one that's still active and on you there, young. And it will take a swipe at you with its goring horns. Seven? What's your parry?
That's a miss.
Ah.
I am slipperier than that. I use the powdering skull that was I just picked up to temporarily block it.
And Sarah. All right.
Okay, so the one that's on me is down, and the one that doesn't have a number is down as well?
Let me remove some stuff here so we can
see. The one with the finger is gone.
There.
Okay. Then I'm going to take another shot at back number three.
Mm-hmm. Go for it.
Okay.
You're still shooting. It hasn't come out of the tree line yet, so you're still a minus two. It's getting a little bit of cover.
Okay.
And you heard some horrible, horrible sounds coming out of Luke's mouth in that direction.
Oh. Is that French? I think that's the language of French he's speaking. It's not screams of terror. Yeah.
That's a hit. Still a hit, even with a minus two. So we'll go ahead and roll your damage. Oh, wow. Okay, let's see here. So toughness 11. So that's still hitting a raise, so it's it seems to break up. The shot causes it to discorporate, but you can still see that once again the bones are kind of still shaking and shimmying and trying to get to rejoin.
Okay, then I'm going to head that way.
Okay, go ahead and move your token over. You have each of those as one movement point, so you can get over there easily enough. All right, Gideon.
I am.
Sarah's shooting at something into the wood line, and there's still one of these things attacking Young.
Yep, I will unload my other round on it, that one. And then. Where are you? Fence. There you are. That's a 7.
That's a hit.
All right. That's 4. Let's hold on a quick second. Bam. There we go. All right.
14. That's going to shake it.
All right. And I am all out of bullets. So I will... I'll reload.
Okay. So your second action is to reload.
Yep, and that's
your second, not action, but your second round is reload. Okay, so number four.
It's already gone.
Yeah, okay, let me get him off the tracking so he won't be dealt anything again. There we go. And new round. Young, you're first.
Well, I still have one on me.
Mm-hmm.
Which has been valiantly fighting me all this time. Can I just go for the wire and pull it off?
Sure. Do it as a called shot.
So -4 for a small, or
yeah, we'll call it. Call it a -4, yeah, because it's pretty tightly woven into the bones. Do it as if it were a headshot.
I do lots of quick strikes to its head, or to try and grab the wire as it's there to loosen it. Let's see what I hit.
We call this one Grasshopper Picks Lice.
Wait. And unfortunately, nope, yes. I don't hit anywhere near it for that. So, all right, and then I will move away from it.
Sure. Go ahead and move yourself up to your movement.
I'm just going to move sort of a couple of foot away from it.
Okay.
And it gets a free swipe at me because I'm leaving flighty stuff if it's not shaking. I don't know whether
that one is, which one is that? Number 2.
They're all shaking.
They're all shaking,
yeah.
So you're fine. All right.
Oh,
and Sarah, you are up.
Okay, I'm the one that I'm now at. I am going to try to.
It's standing over the unmoving body of Luke.
Okay, well,
it's teabagging him right there, right in front of you.
Wow!
No just, minus to shoot now, since you can get a clear shot.
I don't want to shoot. I want to rip out the. If I can see the wires, I want to just basically snag them and pull them out.
Sure.
Yep.
Okay. As if it were a headshot. So -4.
Okay.
To your fightin' roll.
My fightin' roll.
Yep. Unfortunately, this would be fightin'. See, this is fiend number 3. It's shaken. So.
So okay. So that. All right. Well. Even if I'm there, just minus. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's because it's so tightly woven in with the bones. It's hard to pick them out.
I'm just trying to grab and snag. No yep. Finesse.
All right, but once again, it's not as if it's not moving. It's shaken, but it can still defend itself. So, hey, look at that. I forget. You still get your full parry if you're shaken. Is that correct, or is it half
you
parry?
Do indeed.
You get your full parry. So, unfortunately, that's not going to be good enough. Sorry, did you want to?
No, I mean, I can't spend a chip for just a +2, can I?
No,
no.
It was a reroll.
If you,
yeah. If you have a blue chip,
if you have a red or blue chip, you can spend it to add a d6 to the roll.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, actually.
Okay.
I'm going to spend a blue chip, so you don't get another chip if I spend a blue chip.
Correct.
That is cool.
And then I'm just going to add a
d6. Thanks for reminding me. I need to draw chips. yep, unfortunately.
You saw it teetering on the edge of that 4 there, rolled to the wall.
Yeah. Well, at least you don't get another chip.
Nope. Okay, so now it goes, number 2 goes, I should say, so it's going to try and unshake. Oh, it does so handily. Handily. Okay, so it's still going to be able to act, so Young, it's going to trample over to you. You're going to first strike it.
I am indeed. That is precisely why I moved away. No finesse, no nothing. I'm just holding out my fist so that it can charge straight into it.
That is one hard fist, yes.
Let's hope so. Oh.
Meh.
That is one squishy Rockefeller.
So it continues to use its charge into you then. Blam! 10.
And that does hit.
That's going to hit. Nothing for damage. It
Ooh.
It's just scores the side of your ribs as it kind of charges by you there. And that's nothing for you, right? Toughness is higher than
yeah.
Gideon.
I'm a shooting.
You're shooting at the one which is next to me, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am.
I really should have cast deflection.
And so how this works, by the way, when you've got larger creatures next to a person, if you do roll a 1 on your shooting, it's random who it hits, but the larger thing counts twice, and the other person who's smaller only counts as 1. So, Well, you just missed.
Good. Well, no, I'm shooting with shotgun, plus two.
Okay. So. Sure.
Where are we?
We're starting round.
So, 16.
Okay,
your damage is gone.
Is it now?
It's three rounds, isn't it?
It's double whenever I succeed.
For... Yeah, right. All right, yes, your damage is still there, sorry.
So that is 11. No, actually, that's enough. That is enough to shatter it again. So, yeah, it drops into a pile of quivering bones, but those bones are still a-quivering, still trying to move towards one another.
Good for it. I like to see something that doesn't want to die.
Number three is shaken, so it is going to try and unshake.
Never say die.
It does, but it can't act. And Luke is still on the ground. He doesn't have to make any more rolls after succeeding that first incapacity.
Not
right?
Because he made it so good. So, yeah. Okay, he should be removed from the initiative.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, Luke.
Okay, so this is going to be the beginning of round five. And Young goes with the Joker.
What about the allies? Yeah. The angry mob.
They came at the end of round five. You rolled a five on your d6.
So. No, I rolled a four.
You rolled a four. Okay. All right. So everybody gave me... you don't need notice rolls. You guys hear some yipping and hollering from out in the woods. And you hear some guns being discharged coming out. They seem to be coming off from the eastern wood line here. And I should go ahead and let them get into this initiative here.
That's west that you're in. Well, okay. Actually, we don't have a north. I'm assuming north is up.
This will be just the random group of people. We'll put them in there. And I need to deal them an initiative card. Can I just deal one a card? Yes, I can. Ha! Look at that. Okay. Young, you have your Joker.
Ha ha! All kinds of things. Well, they're both shaken, aren't they? Oh, no. No.
One right next to you is not shaken. Oh, actually, no.
Right next to me is shaken.
The one next to Sarah is not shaken.
All right, then. Multiple actions. Fun. I will... this one's down on the ground, so I will take my action to grab all the stuff, the silver wire, and pull it away from the skull.
Roll die. Even or odd. Wait. You said you're going to pull it away from the skull?
Yeah.
Which skull? Like, it's got its own head, but then you've got this little black kind of charred skull that's here as well.
Oh, okay. I'll roll a die at random, because, I don't know.
Just pick which you're better, even or odd.
Even. I'll stick with even, and I am going to do another action off of this as well.
Even!
All
right, so you rip the silver cord off of the charred black skull.
Right.
It stops moving.
Whether it's successful or not, my action is now to run out of where I am and jump into the fray where the other one is and pound on it as it's standing over the body of...
still teabagging Luke.
Just run off the woods. Just jump on it. Yep. So I scream out, Banzai! As I jump on its... Jump on it. No, I won't jump on his back. I'll just flying kick it as I come in.
Mm-hmm. And you remember you get a plus two on the action because of the Joker.
Oh, in which case that's... Yeah, I forgot. It's
still... It'll be a five, but it still gets his defense, so... Okay, so
it lost.
Yeah, it is up now, and it is going to try and snag the Chinaman out of the air as he passes by.
Meow meow.
Blam! Of course it misses. Out of the forest. Oops. I don't want to grab the bullet. Give me the token. There we go. Okay, there are a bunch of really shaggy looking men that come running out of the forest, and they all have like coonskin haps on, and they got lots of furs kind of strewn about their bodies. They got some really old looking rifles as they come running out of the forest here. This is a group of them, okay? So, oh shoot, I think that just crashed Fantasy Grounds. Oh, no, there he is. Okay. So they come and running out of the tree line here, and, yeah, unfortunately for you guys, they really don't know who you are, so they're all just going to start firing at this thing.
Wait. Mm-hmm. Doesn't the reinforcements card say they come on our side?
Yeah, but they don't know you. They're still fighting against your enemy. Doesn't mean they're not going to shoot into a mass combat.
That is bad, Bert.
They've got good shooting. I wouldn't worry about it.
that seems insanely
counterproductive. They're good. They're good. And, okay, yeah, so they there's a bunch of fire going off. This actually, Gideon, this is musket fire. These are really old weapons these guys are shooting. Yeah. Let's see here. I'm just going to do them as a group, and we'll do it this way. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 8. Yeah, I'm just doing the one roll. I don't want to do a huge group of combatants here.
Yeah.
Yep, and this is the one that doesn't have... Yeah, it's not a wild card. Or is it? Hold on, number 3. Nope, number 3 was not a wild card. Okay. Yeah, there's just a hail of bullet fire that kind of just blows through the tree line, busts up much more trees, and blows down a few tree limbs, and just disintegrates the bones here in front of you. Sarah and Young, though, you're still close enough to see that it is still trying to reform. And Gideon, what are you doing? This group of 8 people just burst out of the tree line and started firing this fuselage of lead into the tree line over here.
Fancy ground crash for me again.
What you want to do?
Yeah, that's just might be something I'm doing. Anyways, I will shout at them. What the hell? What's wrong with you, monsters? Don't hit us. People, monsters.
Remember the size differential. These things are quite large. They're aiming high, but you may not see it that way yourself.
I probably don't, so I'm going to shout at them.
Yeah, okay. So you want to try and persuade them to stop shooting?
At me? Yes.
Oh, at, period. Or...
Yeah. Well, I'll just point to myself and says, person, monsters, and point to the one. I don't know if that does anything, or if anything makes any difference.
Just give me a roll. Just see if it's persuadable.
I'm not. It's still loading, so it's just a D12 plus a 2 for me.
D12 plus 2? All right, fair enough. And that's going to be a success. Good enough. Number 2, this bone fiend down here is in lots of little pieces, so it's going to take a while for it to reform. So the pieces are just kind of jumping and skittering and trying to recollect. So, Sarah, what do you do?
I am going to continue to smash the pieces of bone and try to scatter them.
Even on. What's your lucky number, even or odd?
Even.
All right, roll a die.
Did y'all see that? Did that even roll?
Tell me what you got. But what did it show up on your screen?
Yeah, it showed up as a 1, but I don't think it rolled. It didn't roll at all.
Mm-hmm. Try it again.
Yeah, roll in the tombstone epitaph.
There we go.
Even. Okay, yeah. You smash and powder the bones. Amongst those bones, you get the blackened skull. And it stops a moving.
Yay.
All right. And these guys have affixed bayonets to their muskets and are charging the tree line.
Ooh, I get first strike when somebody comes next.
Smash the bones! Smash the bones!
Once they get past the tree line and they see that the thing's no longer moving, then that you're smashing bones, they all start, you know, hopping up and down on some of the bones as well. And,
Who are these? Are these cowboys? Are they Indians?
They look like furriers or trappers, actually, given how they're dressed.
Okay.
One of them starts, Sarah, you're a lady here. One of them notices, takes off his coonskin hat, and do you speak French?
No, I don't, but I smile at him.
Yeah, he says some words in a language you don't understand to you, and he's doffed his hat and seems to be slicking his hair down a little bit as as he walks over to you, and he notices that you've got a fallen
comrade. Please, please stop flirting. We have a man down here,
of course.
Yeah, he kneels down over Luke, and he's got this leather pouch to his side, and he starts pulling out jars of some really foul-smelling stuff.
Okay, I start working on Luke as well.
Okay. He says something else to you you don't quite understand, but you get the idea he's asking you to, you know, hold his head up here, and, you know, he's trying to straighten out Luke's limbs, and he pulls off, you know, cuts off Luke's shirt, and you see the big... He's been pierced through the gut with one of those cow-tipped horns.
Oh,
by the power of the Lord!
I'm going to try to heal him as well.
All right. You want to take the primary, or do you want to be a helping role?
I want to take the primary role.
You take the primary. Okay. You kind of take over, and you're trying to now direct him, and you know he follows along.
Okay.
So we'll give him the helping role here. Let's see. That's with a raise, add two.
Okay, so that would be two.
So what does it give you for a total there?
Wow. That should be a 10, I think. If I can get to that screen again. Nope, that's a 12.
It's 12. Jeez. Okay, 12. Okay. What does... Let's see. Let's look up our healing here. Healing. Where's my list? Oh, sorry, I don't have a quick link to it. I've got to look it up the hard way.
Something
special. Incapacitation, but I can't. Well, subtract the patient's wound levels from his skill roll, so you're at minus 3, which would still give you a... Did you roll a 12?
Mm-hmm.
Still gives you a 9. If the victim is incapacitated, the healer must first make a healing roll to remove that state. He may then attempt further healing rolls to remove the actual wound. So he's no longer incapacitated.
Okay.
And let's see. You may then attempt further healing rolls to remove actual wounds. Okay, so you can do it again.
Okay.
And I've healed 2 of his wounds.
All right, so you're laying on heals, laying on hands as well.
Yep.
All right, so we'll say you did it after he got rid of the incapacitated. You healed 2 wounds, so he's minus 1. So make a healing roll at minus 1, but he's going to continue to help you here. Let's see if he is of help or hindrance. He is of no help whatsoever. Actually,
Richard,
that would be...
would you correct me if I'm wrong, but I think you can only get healed from one source?
No, each person may only heal once.
But the actual thing for it.
No, that's correct.
That
you
may...
can do that. I'm just correcting what Nick says. Okay. You can indeed heal incapacitation and then heal wounds.
Okay. Temple.
Okay.
Right. He's a little fumbly, and he's actually going to cause you to be hindered a little. So minus 1 to your roll, and another minus 1 because Luke has still got 1 wound.
Okay.
So minus 2 to your roll.
Okay, so here it goes, and.
Okay, success, so you're, what, no, that's no longer wounded then, right?
Yeah.
We're still shaken.
That removes his last wound, but yeah, but shaken will go away very shortly since we're not in combat. You've got, you know, you were gored pretty good. Most of it was just some trauma that they were able to patch you up and keep you from losing more blood. Would you come to, Luke, you notice that Luke speaks French, right? Being Canadian?
Yes.
Okay. all right. So.
of course, Young, because he's Asian, can do martial arts. Wait. Damn it.
Well, at this
point
in time,
white,
I believe.
Religious guy, you're the first to die in the horror film.
Yeah. Well, during this point in time, weren't all Canadians weren't they all French speaking at this point?
Yeah, no. Probably.
No.
Well, there were a lot would have been, but yeah, I've traveled around anyway, but yes, I speak French.
All right, good enough. So, yeah, there's a guy speaking French, and apparently he's marveling at Sarah's deft fingers as she's sewing up the wound to your abdomen. as you come to.
You're going
to
play, do you want to somehow get that love interest, see if you play that love interest card?
I can do if you want.
Some of your countrymen are here. Some furriers and trappers down from the hills.
Bonjour.
Come to your aid. Oh, yeah. So I'm very glad to see someone else who speaks this language. Oh, I'm glad that you have not gored to death. He helps you up. You're going to be sore for a little bit, but...
Yes.
And you're
but soon I shall regain all my strength.
Yes. You'll have a nasty scar across your abdomen. You're still... Well, you didn't lose any because you were already at a D4 strength, right?
I know.
Yeah,
exactly.
So. So you're just feeling a little weak then. A little weak. Oh, yeah. So apparently Luke and these newcomers are just prattling off in this strange language that no one else can understand.
Just to cover it off, while they were doing all the healing, etc., I was going around to check the bones weren't reforming and listening out for any others which might be jumping out of the thing to get at us.
Okay, nice. Give me another roll.
See, I didn't care about
movement tracker.
Dun-dun.
Okay.
I have so many chips.
Tons of chips.
Sure, if you want a chip. So.
I'll take that 9 instead of the 3.
All right, it doesn't look like any of the bones are moving anymore. Everything is quite destroyed and shattered. You do find laying in the mass of one of the creatures is a small leather satchel. It only measures maybe, a finger's width.
Yoink. I pick it up and... Yeah, okay, I got no problems looking over it while whoever they are here as well.
Sure.
I noticed that when we were amongst the Asians, Gideon couldn't wait to take Yong's hand, but now we're talking to the French. Gideon, staying far away.
The dirty French. So you unlace the top of the little bag, and inside there's bits of hair. It looks like fingernail clippings. There's a little baby tooth in there.
That is... I put them back in the bag, I guess.
Going back to the little
kind
of loop being surrounded over here. The guy who is speaking to you, his name is Philippe. He's the leader of this small expedition. They were doing some trapping out this way, and these strange things have been scaring off their game. They managed to keep hidden and noticed that they were setting up some kind of ambush on the trail, and they decided to come out and see what was going on. Unfortunately, they were slightly delayed.
Yes, well, thank you
couldn't
for
get
your...
here fast enough to help you out,
Well, thank you for coming in. Anyway, it's good to hear the proper language after so long. I was asking, what's it like being
Sarah,
in the area around
Sarah,
here?
The
with,
guy
uh,
seems to. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, well, what's it been like in the area around here, especially with the hard to grow crops and everything?
Yeah, they don't have that many pelts on them. He does explain that they haven't had much luck, but they've heard tales that there being some giant beaver out in this area. And we're hoping to bag a few, but we have not seen signs of them at all. Sarah, while the guy's skill seemed to be knowing what he is doing, you're not quite sure about the really foul-smelling little pots and onions he had in his bag there. But you're also noticing that these men are all they haven't had the luxury of a bath in a very long time.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected.
The guys are stripping down a few trees to make a little carrying contraption to help you guys carry Luke back. And while this is going on, they apparently only speak French. They're not able to speak any English at all. So Luke, you're working as translator.
I don't find sad, but no one else is interested in talking to them. But yeah.
Well, I thank the one that was helping me and ask him what is in the little pots.
Oh, so you're translating, Luke?
Yeah.
Basically, they're concentrated herbs that are, why they smell so foul is it's lard And he's like, oh, yeah, this is whale, you know, this is whale blubber here. This is some grease from some beaver fat. And he's using it as an emollient to bind all of those herbs together in there.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds about right. Okay.
Yeah, you recognize what he's using. I mean, the herbs make, you know, sense to use. He's got pots of comfrey, and he's got some willow bark here, just things like that. He seems competent enough, although he's probably not the most sanitary medicing you've ever seen.
Okay, do I have any small bottles of alcohol?
Sure, you can if you wish.
I'm going to give
You're
him
sterilize the wound.
No, on the inside maybe.
I'm going to gift him with a bottle of alcohol to sterilize the wounds.
Well, if you're gifting him with a bottle of alcohol, he's going to put that in his pouch. He's like, oh, no, we got to burn it. We got to seal it off. He's telling his men that they need to start a fire, and he's pulled out an iron poker.
No. I'll be trying to say, she's giving you a bottle of alcohol. I'm not ending on for the medical part. I really know what the alcohol is really going to be used for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. it's a good disinfectant.
Yeah, if you have any questions for them at all, like what they're saying is basically, say, yeah, they've just come down this way. They've heard tales of these giant beavers trying their luck. There's not a lot. There wasn't a lot of things in the woods to begin with. You got a few pelts here and there. One of them looks like he bagged a skunk.
Can we give them at all directions towards where we last saw the giant beavers?
Do we want them to go to the giant beavers then?
Why would you do?
You'll notice that I haven't said anything about. Oh, look, the giant beavers are over there.
Yeah. Nope. It's just. I just ask him a question. I'm just asking Luke that question. He can answer with a yes or no.
No, so I haven't said anything about where they are.
Okay, I don't know what you. I don't know what kind of gobbledygook you're talking. So,
you want to try and mislead them or tell them that oh, it's just a bunch of fanciful tales. There really aren't anything up in this way.
Do I know anywhere around here that she would be good for trapping?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell him about it. Oh, actually, you should try out blah, blah, blah way. I've heard about there, yeah.
Oh, they actually asked that, you know, since you all are fresh and you're obviously, you've been...
clean.
Exactly. that you've obviously been to a town recently and couldn't have been traveling that long. You know, is there a town nearby? We have some pelts to sell. We could use some food, some whiskey, maybe a bath, maybe.
Yeah, there's one or two other places you want to visit there, eh? Hey, yeah, I know.
Oh, there's one of those places. Well, where is it?
There's two of those places. Yes, come with us to Perdition.
Well, yeah, they'd be glad to help carry Luke if you guys would be so kind as to show him the way to the town.
Yes, well, shall we off to the town?
Off the town. Sounds like a plan. Can I get a notice roll to see if I saw Young find anything?
I was just going to say, I pull the PCs off to one side and say, hey, look what I got. This could be, I don't know because I haven't really looked, the tooth from Kurtz and his hair. I'm not certain what his hair color was, so I cannot compare it, but...
It is the same color, you know, since you've seen him recently.
It could be from him, because a father might keep, or a mother might keep, keepsakes like that.
Mr. Stewart, would this be kind of what we would be looking for?
Could I give an occult knowledge roll on that?
Sure can.
I know something
with the trappers.
I know something about the cult. No.
You know enough that it's some kind of medicine man or a juju bag. I mean, it does have some significance, but, I mean, past that, you don't know much more.
We should take it to Lacey O'Malley. I'm just... You know what? Yeah, chips. Chips are for losers.
That is why you have so many. You're a lucky person, you.
Bam!
Nice. Give me a faith roll.
The soul damn takes it over your body.
Wow. I clicked it twice.
Yeah, no, that's fine. The first one's good. Okay. I assume you're handling it as part of...
Absolutely.
Right, right. It definitely has a very black taint to it. Take a look at the back here, you know, the baby tooth, and you've got some, you know, fingernail clippings, hair clippings in there. Definitely this was meant to tie whoever these belong to one of those creatures. You're pretty certain of it. There's still some lingering, just foul feeling to it. You know, since you're a man of faith, you know, spells are not really your thing, but it has just a lingering malignancy to it. It feels foul.
But I don't know whether or not this is what I was looking for.
It could certainly be. I mean, the hair does, it is of the same color of Kurtz's son.
Yeah. Would I know kind of how to put his soul? Well, we can take it near Kurtz and ask the Lord to transfer the soul if he's willing. And if not, then...
Yeah, that's probably what would definitely come to mind for you. Once again, since you're kind of a man of faith versus a spellcaster per se, you would think that if this belongs to Kurt Jr., you know, giving it back to him or maybe destroying it in his presence might help.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Come see us grind you significant in a way into dust metaphorically. Your child was now destroyed.
Okay, so now we just head off back into perdition, huh?
Sorry, I have just had another thought. How old do these look exactly? Can we tell?
What do what look? The bones?
The teeth, the tooth, and the hair.
Well, the tooth is a baby tooth. Yes. The hair is...
Can we determine how old they are? If I was an incredibly twisty-turny necromancer, I would save my own tooth and hair and put it in there and then put my son in a perilous position and go and make the heroes think, hey, this is going to restore him.
Crafty
actually
thinking.
Put myself back in, yeah.
Unfortunately, you really can't tell the age of hair just by looking at it. You can't tell how
We can tell if the color is not, if the color is different too from the
son. Well, both son and father had the same color hair. Same.
Yeah.
Well, we will have to look and see. But yes.
Give me your forensic DNA analysis to determine.
Can I do that unskilled?
That's common knowledge roll, right?
Oh, yeah, Chinese know all this stuff.
That's a fair point. I mean, you do have some sort of knowledge about... what century is this again? Shit.
The 19th century.
Oh, good, yeah.
I do not suspect it is that, however. We can go back and look. What condition is the tooth in? I mean, it's a baby tooth. It won't make any difference. So, yeah. So it's just horrible dentistry around these. We check the dental records. We run it through. Right. Well, are the trappers coming back with us?
Yeah, they're going to help cart Luke back.
Yeah, yeah,
though Luke really has no wounds left, he is going to still be kind of.
I'm assuming that I didn't actually come with you. I just stayed with the trappers.
Oh, okay. I was going to drag everybody off to the side, but I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I would have stayed with the trappers anyway. Sure. Yeah.
Do we need any of these bones? Do you want to lay them to rest? Gideon, who I am looking at?
What do they look like?
They're a mix of human bones and what looks like cattle.
Let's pick out the human bones, and I will say, and then gather the cattle bones in one area, and the human bones in one area, and then we can kind of take those back to town. But yeah, I probably should bless all of them and see if the Lord will.
Oh, with Sarah's help, it's easy enough to sort bovine from human. Kind of a little difficult otherwise. You've also got, you know, a lot of the silver thread here as well.
Let's gather it up.
So are you taking the bones back? I'm sorry, are you taking the bones back to the city, or are you burying everything here in like a mass grave sort of thing?
Human bones, yes. The cattle bones, not so much.
All right, fair enough. And what do you want to do with them back in town? Like, where do you want to bring them?
The human bones, after they are righteously blessed, we will...
Take them to the graveyard?
Sort them out and then bury them. Pay someone to bury them, and I will do the last rites for them.
Along with the others from the barrels in the Kurt's house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but first let's go to... I will deposit them and say, hey, like to come back and bury these. But first we need to...
Well, there is a cemetery in town and a caretaker. I mean, you could leave them with a caretaker if you wanted. I mean, there's really not any other place to put a body or bones in town.
That sounds like a good idea. But first we need to ensure that... Well, go see if we can save Kirk's soul.
So, first of all, we go back into town with the injured Luke and go straight to the cemetery. Hey! Dropping off!
Luke, you're actually mobile. It's just they're doing you a kindness by, you know, carrying you there on a stretcher. You can get your legs underneath you. You still feel weak, but, you know, you're fine otherwise. Other than this gaping hole in your gut with some stitches on it. Apparently it managed not to get into, you know, puncturing your lower intestines or anything. all right, so what are you going to do with, Luke, what are you going to do? Are you going to show them to Cliff Watch Hotel?
Yes, to start with. Okay. Also let them know where the Fallen Angel and Reds are, of course.
And where, Gideon, where did you want to go to? You want to go to see Kurtz's son over at the doctor's?
Yep.
Okay. Myself as well.
Mm-hmm. I will be accompanying them also.
Okay. Sure. The doctor says he's been pretty sedate today. He's just kind of looking through a wall as if there was a window there. Just very, very calm, not really anything, any change in how he's been since he came here.
Well, we'll see. We can't change that. I will give the bag to the boy.
Right. How are you doing that?
First, I'm going to offer a prayer to the Lord and, you know, please guide this wayward soul back to...
I stop him.
Oh.
Do you not want the silver wire, which was previously described as... being the way that souls found their way back into the body?
Yeah, that's a fair idea. Well, first I'd like to test and see if God... Well, not test, more... That's a bunch of necromancy and kind of... Unless it's the last option that we have available.
You're a man of faith. You would petition.
I was going to suggest both at the same time.
Well, I would prefer to petition the Lord first.
I'll tell you what. Give him roll a faith roll, minus two, as you directly petition your Lord to reunite this young boy and his soul.
Meh.
No.
Apparently not. All right, that's a fatigue level for me.
You pray mightily with change. I'm assuming you just take the leather pouch and just, put it in his hands?
Yep, pretty much. Okay. And close my hands and fold my hands over his hands and do the quick prayer and then go.
All right. Here's the reason you get the fatigue level is, like, you start praying and you can feel the power and then your faith building in you and that whatever malignancy still lies over the bag seems to be fighting you a bit. And this is why you believe perhaps your prayer wasn't answered, is that your petition is being blocked. It's being... This bag is somehow counteracting.
Well, that's not good.
Try taking the items out of the bag.
No. Yeah, let's... Well,
you can always put them in another bag and hand them another bag if they're in, but take them out of the original bag.
Very good idea. Let's take them out of the original bag, put them in another bag, and up in, like, basically see if there's markings on the original bag on the inside.
Oh, nice. Sure, I'll give you a chip for that. Yeah, the inside of the bag, lined with very dense sigils, painted in kind of a very... Well, it looks like dried blood. It's very brown stained.
I will go ahead and go, Well, let's see. Do I still feel the soul in the items?
Give me a faith roll.
All right.
Minus, just straight up.
Well, fuck.
Wow. You are a faithless, faceless person.
I'm really good at faith. Yeah.
No, you're not.
Unfortunately, no, you're unable to sense anything. The bag itself still has that taint to it, but your connection to your spiritual side there, just it's maybe
it.
There's just too much of this stuff here. There's too
Does
much
anyone
of this
have like a really good
Can
cover?
Can you try that again, Gideon? I'm going to play a card. Hang on. Here's my play. And it's better be worth it. Friendly characters, including your hero, add +2 to all trait rolls for the rest of this round.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's pray to God and see if we can't transfer a man.
Now, spending
well, yeah.
and re-rolling, or are you going to do this as a new action?
Damn it. It... really makes sense for me to spend a chip and reroll, but don't play that card yet. I want to...
You already thrown it down.
I've already thrown it down. Yeah.
You can take it back.
I want to see. Woo!
Jeez!
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. How do I take the card back?
Don't worry. We'll spend it next time.
I should have done it. Yep.
Okay.
Do I feel the soul?
No, I didn't do it.
I'll put it back on your sheet. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
In the items, yes. In the bag, no.
Okay. And then when I put the items in his hand, I will do my prey thing again.
Yeah, we'll just go with the same thing. I'm not going to draw it out. He takes a shuddering breath, and his eyes seem to get more lively. It's like as if someone has come back to consciousness, and he starts looking around, and he's, what's going on?
Oh, Mr. Kurtz.
What is the last thing you remember?
Found some letters about my mother, and then his eyes get really, really wide. And, oh, my father! No, and he starts like clutching his chest, and he's like, and he looks down, and he pulls open his shirt as if he's expecting to see something there, and he's just kind of rubbing his chest bone. He's like, my father killed me.
This, I believe, this is the same person. Now I've lost interest, so I turn around and walk out.
Well, Mr. Kurtz, unfortunately, your father was practicing some foul arts, and it has been counteracted via strenuous help and the Lord's blessing. He has lifted your curse from you and has given you back your life. I suggest you use it somewhat better this time around.
What's become of my father? He has to be stopped. He's doing something horrible. He killed my mother.
Yes, he has been stopped. Did we ever find any letters or anything? Those gone by the time we got there.
No one asked about his clothing. Well, no one asked specifically about his clothing when he was brought in or anything.
Oh, okay. So, his clothing. We would like to examine those letters to ensure that
Yeah, you guys have the letters.
Yes. Oh, we do? Mm-hmm.
No, we don't.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You guys found it in his room.
No, we found a bunch of clippings about what
the clippings. Yeah, that's that.
Oh.
They weren't letters.
No, not letters. Sorry. I misspoke. No. He kind of pieced it together by all the clippings.
Oh, good. Well, good for you. You're a clever man. So, we know that your father has been stopped, and you are now healed of any wrongness.
He looks down at his hand and looks at these bits and pieces of stuff that you just put in there, and he looks up and says, "No, sir. No, sir, I don't believe I am. I don't believe I'm ever going to be." He kind of clenches the pieces.
Well, in time, Mr. Kurtz, these things settle. You have to keep in mind that you were given another chance, and that you, to squander the pain and suffering that others have gone through to give you this chance would be foolish. You have something, you can do something better than what your father did. And you can do something better than what you have done before. There are other paths of righteousness that we can...
Throw me a persuasion roll. Let's see how much you inspire this young man to do good.
Mm-hmm.
But he can't do that. He's just as good as that as he is at faith.
He seems very pensive, and he says,
"We will talk.
I will be a better man than my father.
Good.
I will be." And he seems to have a great deal of resolve when he says that last bit.
He's just repeating
it to himself now, actually. "I will be a better man than my father."
Good news, Remy. I have done something horrible. Yes,
I will be a better necromancer than... No.
Yes. We will speak later on ways you can channel it. I believe you should have some rest after being gone for quite such a long time.
When you're done with him, the doctor is going to examine him just to make sure everything looks good.
Mm-hmm.
This was very unusual. Who would have known it? New psychological breakthrough. Put a bunch of crap in somebody's head and pray over it. Huh.
It's the power of the Lord. we were just talking about his dad being a...
I smile at Richard.
He stickers and it's horrible.
You do know that going around saying, "Hey, I'm using powers," can get you run out of town as a witch, even if they're priestly powers, right?
Mostly, this is a Christian society.
Right. Well, there's only one. Well, there, you have the doctor and you have Granville here. I mean, he's not like he's doing this in public.
No, obviously not, but I'm just pointing
that
out.
Would be considered very acceptable for a faith healer.
It's magical powers of some description.
And the sheriff should actually have some rather odd parts around him. He was a huckster, wasn't he? He's a huckster.
Yeah, well, he was.
It's dicey.
So he's probably got got some rather odd rumors about what happens around him as well.
It's dicey. It really depends on the town and the fear level. I mean, if you start flinging around stuff like that in a high fear level area with townsfolk that are maybe not accepting a religion, you would likely be hung by the neck or someone called to get rid of you. But in a good, as you were saying, God-fearing Christian town, you might get away with it just fine.
Yeah.
Nothing bad has visibly happened yet.
Yeah. What you have to look out for is if you start doing these minor miracles in towns that people start hounding you to do things for them, and then...
Yeah. I mean, there are certain repercussions, but being run out of town.
And, being humble. Humble comes into it as well, so you gotta watch out for that. You it can become perilous for you.
Oh, yes, and that's why I've always been careful to
tell them.
Plus, looking like you're 19 doesn't hurt.
The Lord. It's all about the Lord.
Yeah. It's actually 46. But no.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Sure, the doctor wants to look after him for a few more days just to make sure everything's good. But otherwise, what is your next steps? So this took several hours. This is actually probably getting, you know, your late afternoon at this point.
Probably had a very rough day. I would like to not do anything else, really. I want to go to bed.
If you choose to turn in, get some rest, you can remove your fatigue levels there, then Gideon.
Yeah.
And Luke Villeneuve, it seems that your newfound compatriots are able to get enough hard coin between them to rent out a couple of rooms anyway.
Yep.
And once you appraise them of the situation, of the places in town that they may wish to visit.
Yeah, but since, saloon. No, I'm not actually aware of anyone else in here that even speaks French. So I might have to guide them around, be a guide them for the afternoon.
And wouldn't that be horrible? yeah, so they'll...
So I want you to tell this filthy, filthy prostitute what I wish to do to her. Yeah.
Thinking more about the fact that they're trying to trade in furs and stuff, it'll be easier if they can speak the language to the guy they're trying to sell furs to.
That's one of the first places they want to stop is
their
assayer's office and try to peddle what they've got for furs.
Yep, I have no bargaining skill, so.
Fair enough. So you're just doing translation for them, so they'll get basically the going rate.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, quite happy to take what they can get. And they
between
all of them and in their packs, they actually have a decent amount. So it looks like your friends aren't going to get ran out of town by Zane for being paupers or anything.
Yeah.
So Luke will be doing that for probably the better part of the rest of the afternoon, early evening. Once again, other than feeling a little weak, your motive and all, you just got stitches across your belly. And yes, this is a good place to take a break before we continue.
Okay.
Let me save the recording here. All right, and we're back. So other than Luke going around town, translating for a bunch of Canadians who are trying real hard to blow through their hard-won money. Other people mentioned going to sleep. Young, you are actually stopped by Joker when he notices you in town, wherever you may be headed. Or are you going back to the Cliffwatch Hotel?
Depending on the time, probably. There's not a lot really going on. Oh, no, I wanted to find, Lacey O'Malley, actually.
Ah, okay. Well, you'll run into Joker then when you find Lacey, as they are both together. And, Joker hands you a telegram, says it just came over the wires, today while you were out.
I hand it back to him. I cannot read English.
Oh, well, he hands it back to you. Pass it along to someone else.
Tell me what it says, so I know whether to do it now or whether
it might be private. It's addressed to you folk, not to me.
You are the telegrapher, yes? So you have already transcribed.
Ah, you got me there. Yeah. It seems to be some orders from home office. He kind of takes a quick look over at Lacey when Lacey isn't looking at him and looks back to you and says, yeah, it's probably best that someone else read it.
Okay. Look at Lacey and put him in the assassinate, possibly, category from home office. And then I say, Mr. O'Malley, and possibly you, Joker, while we were at the Explorer Society in Chanfan, we were able to access the vault that was there. However, we do not know exactly what we have taken from the vault. I wondered if either of you two might know more about the items we have.
Ah, Blasey perks up at that. He reaches into his coat and pulls out a notebook. It seems to be well-weathered. and thumbs through it until he finds an index. He says, well, I have partial notes here that I made to myself of some items that were kept down in that vault. What did you find? Got some notes here about a piece of rock with some interesting designs on it. A Bible of some sort that was down there. And some... Ooh! He whistles at that. Do you happen to find some manacles?
Those are items that we have found. If we have free time and would like to come back to the hotel, we can show you these things.
Oh, yes. I've got some notes on those here. You might find some of those to be very useful. Very useful indeed.
And also we freed the soul of young goats and down some bone things. Just off the...
He's going to monopolize a few minutes of your time to get a description of what happened, as he said. This would be a great piece to put in the epitaph. Yeah, I forgot about it too there, Gideon. I forgot you've been carrying it around with you. You need to remind me of that.
Well, he never did anything with it other than I read it.
All right, good enough. Yeah, he gets basically as close to a blow-by-blow account from you as to what happened as you're willing to give.
Yes, it's as clear as you can make it in the heat of combat. And then we were saved by dirty French people or something.
Saved? Really? You're going to go with saved?
Well, you know, if it dragged out more than four rounds. Yeah. All right, so should I accompany you back to the Cliff Watch then?
If you are free now, yes.
I'm free. Joker and I were just finishing up a bit of news that I wanted to run in the next epitaph. Are we done, Joker? Sure. Lead on, young.
I lead them back to the Cliff Watch.
Hey, I hear they're opening a restaurant soon. Make small talk with you as you walk to the Cliff Watch.
The food will be excellent. You will thoroughly enjoy it. Et cetera, et cetera. Do my bit.
Better than the beans Joker serves.
Joker's the mayor, and he is still serving. Okay.
Well, he invites me over a lot. Joker's not got a straight repertoire. He makes a good mess of beans and some good bread, but he says he makes a good mess of beans. My stomach is in denial. Sure. He follows you back to the Cliff Watch. Sarah, did you also turn in for the day to get some sleep?
Yep.
All right.
I didn't think it was that late. Is it?
It's late afternoon.
Okay. All right. So we're talking 5-6 o'clock sort of thing?
Yeah, you got like three or 4 hours before sundown.
Yeah, just get a meal and go to bed.
Well, then you're interrupted by Young as he...
Yeah. Hey, everybody, wake up. I brought people back for information gathering.
Luke, you can be back by this point if you want. You would have been out and about for a few hours.
Sure.
Now we show him the stuff that's there, and I hand the telegram to somebody who can read English. Well, I hand it to Luke. Oh, nope. I take it back, and then I hand it to Gideon.
Wow. All
right.
Wow.
Gideon, so the... I've got to find my notes here real quick. Yeah. So the note is from the Van Doren Agency. And the gist of it is that your funds for the month have been deposited. Withdraw them from any bank that they do business with, or you can take it as supplies from Perdition, as they know that Perdition doesn't yet have a bank. They have an assayer's office, so you can get some money that way. But also, you guys have been sending telegrams back pretty frequently, as I remember, and one of those telegrams had mentioned meeting Lacey O'Malley. And you're instructed that Lacey is a person of interest basically, they want you to do what you can to find out more about the man, to follow him about. They believe that he may be in danger. They also believe that the agency may be making a play to apprehend him.
I hate the letter. No.
I hand him the salt shaker.
Yum, yum.
This obviously goes better with relish.
I will... I look around. Are we the only ones who are around?
Ah, correct. Yeah, hold on for just a second, guys. Okay.
All right, so everyone remember exactly what you said and which one you said it, and just repeat it.
I'll splice it all together later.
I eat the letter.
Read it first!
Okay, I will blah everybody about...
Well, Lacey's in the room with you, mind you.
Oh. I say, Lacey, we have some business to discuss about our business.
We can what leave do you, have you a, over there looking
have a look at
the
stuff here. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, sure. You distract him by having him look at some of the corner. That's fine. He'll be
this
looking
is the stuff
the
we got
Bizarre.
From the basement. He'll be, he yes. can be looking at that before we have a chat with him.
Mm-hmm. Question. Has anyone actually performed... has Gideon performed a miracle, or has Young performed a stunt in front of Lacey? Anyone can remember?
Yes, I healed a metric mess ton of people.
Yep, that's right. Okay. Yeah.
When we got into the fight, I helped Luke by making his parry greater as well, if he saw that, when we were actually in the Angels City.
Okay.
So he thinks, I've got great stunt powers.
Possibly, yeah, he might have been confused. There's no visible effect for mine. It all comes from over there. So why did you... So we tell him he is in danger?
Yeah, I think Possibly. That would be the wisest course of action to take, honestly. But I wanted to make sure that everybody was fine with us.
That's fine with me.
I wasn't paying attention, so I'll say yes.
meta question. Have you mentioned anything about Liao and his... What, and him? His amazing memory?
I don't think he's mentioned that to anyone, including you.
No, I don't think he has.
No, that's why I'm asking.
Yeah, I can mention it. I mean, in passing.
Or would you?
Yes, I have no problems telling y'all about Liao. I just don't figure it's something you the characters, are interested in.
It might be interesting to have him look at Lacey's book of notes in case that gets burned or something. And he can.
Nice.
Because then he can recreate it without even knowing what it means.
All right. Yeah, sure. That sounds great.
That would be Lacey's choice, however.
Yeah.
Yes, that is all.
Right.
So.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just.
Is there something wrong with that suggestion?
No, it just came out left field for me. I apologize. I was not expecting that to be an important thing.
You use the resources you have at hand for the tasks you have.
Absolutely. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's not a bad idea. It is, in fact, a good idea. So we warn him. We tell him that people are on the lookout for him, and he...
You tell him basically the whole concept.
Well, besides the part that...
specifically...
Yes, we tell him we're getting paid.
Well, that you're actually being asked to watch him
sure.
as a person of interest, etc., and the agency, BBA. Mm-hmm. All right, and in which case, you know, he's like, well, I have been ducking that particular bunch of brutes for quite a while now. Now, I don't want to gainsay them too much. They have come to be useful. They have. I don't particularly agree with their agenda, but they are useful. I don't believe... They know where I am at the moment, but, with the new office opening up in this town, it won't be too long before they guess I've been through here, so perhaps I should move along after a bit. But I really want to see my friend through this first. Perhaps if you are all able to get him released, then we may take the next train to a more seasonable place.
That sounds like a good idea. Just set up a newspaper office here for permanent printing?
Yes, but I can get someone else to run that. We just need to have the articles telegrammed in.
Okay.
While he's saying that, he's got the manacles in his hands and says, Mr. Jeon, or Mr. Lee, Liu's the last name, right? Liu?
Yes, it is Liu.
Mr. Liu, I'd like to test a theory, if you don't mind. It's the first opportunity I've actually had to do this.
If I can help.
Well, he's got the manacles in his hand and says, I'd like to put these on you for a moment.
No.
Ah.
I was chained as a slave and forced to work in the mines. I will not do that again.
Oh, yeah, he looks considerably taken aback. I'm very sorry. I should never have asked. I didn't know about your history.
You were not to know.
But, Mr. Stewart? I believe this would work equally as well on you.
Okay.
All right. Put your wrist forward there, and he clamps the chains over you, and let's see. How would I make a guts check? Make a guts check.
Alrighty then. I can do that. I'm not really good at guts. No.
All right. It's up to you whether you want to chip it or not. It's not. It's more descriptive than a guts. The manacles have clicked in place. Suddenly, you feel as if your God has left you. You are bereft of His light, of His compassion. It's as if your very soul has been put in a very dark place.
Get them off!
Get them off right now! Get them off!
He's fumbling with the keys as you're jerking around trying to, he's able to get the manacles off. And
yeah.
Mr. Stewart, I'm very sorry. I didn't know it affects you that greatly.
I started rubbing my wrist. I need to go away now for a bit.
Oh, he looks crestfallen. I seems I've done nothing here but upset people. It was a theory of mine about these things, and he puts them in a box and
slides
the top back on.
It appears your theory is accurate. They do limit the nature of our gifts. Unfortunately, it is very disturbing for someone like me to be bereft in such a fashion. The nature of my gifts are such that they are almost a more of an emotional thing than anything else.
Yeah, you're really quite shaken over the experience.
Yeah. I would recommend you not do that to a man of faith again. It is almost unspeakable about how bad that felt.
Although
it could be useful against crimes.
Or if we were to be going to a prison where there were lots of people who could use faith spells, call on their god, that might also be useful.
Yes, it could be useful. It's just,
could you really wish that on even your worst enemy?
Yeah,
that's the question.
That felt pretty bad, and by pretty bad, I mean so horrible that that was unpleasant, to say the least.
Well, maybe they should
give it a try if you want to try it on me.
Well, you don't.
Oh, sure.
It'd be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah. He slaps the manacles on you, and other than it being pretty cold, as they're iron manacles, feel any different yourself?
Are the manacles locked? Do they lock?
Oh, yes. Yeah, he has. There's a key.
Right, so and he had to lock them before the feeling hit.
Yes, yes.
Can I have a strength test with my huge D4 strength? Woo!
Sure, you pull at the chains and see how...
Yeah, well, maybe they should just be put away and only taken out on very special circumstances.
Yeah, that would be...
So as for the Bible, we really have never had the ability to put it in the hands of a man of faith to find out if it has any effect. I understand it's a very rare printing of... well, it's not a Bible at all, is it? It's Book of Mormon.
Yes, I'm well aware.
He makes some notations in it. As it is in your possession, Mr. Stewart, if you wouldn't mind giving me any reports back to if you find that it acts in any fashion that seems to be positive or negative to you.
I will inform you if there is any sign.
And as for the stone fragment here, of course, the island that's marked here is easily enough. We know where it is, but we have never been able to send anyone out to find what this sigil marks.
Did we tell Lacey about the cave?
No, we never had an opportunity, I don't think.
That's right, we just said here's all the non-supernatural stuff that happened.
Yeah, because it was a dinner.
Alright, sit your butt down, take these manacles off me, and we'll tell you a tale.
As you are unable to rend through the iron chains with your mighty deforcer.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea if the chains themselves are strengthened against physical assault?
We had some mighty strong people try them out before to see, what the tensile strength was and how much they hold up to. They seem to be cold forged iron. They don't seem to be remarkable outside of that. Although there was one fellow that speculated that they may have been ghost steel at some point. Ghost steel is, you guys would know this. Ghost rock can be forged. It takes quite a bit of it to turn it into a metallic substance. It's very strong. It's very light. But that hasn't been proven either. We haven't had facilities to sample.
And does anything happen, or do you think would anything happen if you only had one manacle on and another manacle to someone else?
No. We haven't had really much time to experiment with it. It was something that we were saving at the lodge because we didn't have access to those that had preternatural powers to try it on. Although, it's an interesting story how it came to us. There was a certain trapper that he had won them in some gambling match not a while back, and he swears that one of his fellows was bitten by a wolf, and that he was, by using the manacles, he was able to keep his friend from also turning into a wolf. That story gets a little muddled there, but the man seemed to believe it helped his friend somehow.
And yet he gave them to you.
Well, interesting how that story ended.
Friend?
Interesting how that story ended. Seems the trapper was killed by a wolf.
Yes. It's interesting that we have just had some trappers come into town as well. It may just be a coincidence.
Yeah.
This was quite some time ago. He looks in his book.
We have found that sometimes things which appear to be a coincidence are driven more by fate towards us.
Well, those muskets were mighty old.
And like finding yourself because the train track happened to be destroyed at exactly the right point.
Almost like a higher power involved sometime.
Indeed.
I suspect a great dragon burst out of the ground at that point.
Do you think there was anything else at the lodge that we might have missed that would also have been in that room?
He flips through his notes. He said, there was a locket. There was a whole reason why the vault was built in the first place, as we had ascertained that it had some was used in some pretty black sorcery at one point.
Oh, that locket.
Did you happen upon it?
I just... yeah, what was his name? Robin Brown Smith? I can't remember.
Smythe. Pennington Smythe.
That's okay. So, we're gonna have to tell him the tale of all the supernatural stuff that we encountered.
Right, so you take this moment to kind of just blah him about everything that happened?
Sure, why not?
He is taking furious notes while this is going on.
And then we blew up the ship. It was fun. All those deaths.
There were no kids! Why are you making us into monsters?
No what point did you about? Say the word kids.
Kids? What? You leap straight to kids. Okay, what does that say about you? I don't want to know.
I just might have assumed that Luke Villeneuve was talking about murdering people in the background.
Yeah, but I wasn't talking about kids, so... I don't know who you were going.
As we are diverting to kids, this is not something for your book. And then I will lay out the idea of copying his information by showing it to Li Yao.
Okay, and you explain Li Yao's talent and all. Mm-hmm. And he's all for it except for one problem, and he will show you his book, which is all written in a very tight, cramped hand, and it makes no sense, even to those who can actually read. It's in a cipher.
You can tell us what the cipher is.
Oh, certainly. Yeah, he can explain the cipher to you. And actually, if you have all been inducted anyway, this is something that should have been passed down to you. I'm guessing there are going to be some gaps in your education. So, yeah, he explains the cipher that they use.
Oh, it's an Explorer Society cipher rather than a...
Because as you're... putting forth Li Yao as a way to, maintain the information that Lacey has in his book. This is, they use the code to send information back and forth that might be intercepted, but so that it won't be lost completely. Oh. It is fairly complicated. So everybody give me smarts rolls.
I'm not even going to bother because I can't read English. So telling me that means
but it's all symbolic. So like, you can still figure out the cipher.
I also have the telegraph language.
Ah,
I'm not used to this sort of thing. But smarts roll.
Yeah.
I don't telegraph. Gives me a bonus, then I got a raise. But yeah.
Oh yeah. It's fairly intricate. But you all do get the gist of it. And while young, you would not be able to read the English on the other end of it. You could certainly. Unlock it.
Transfer it from one gobbledygook into another.
Exactly. It's complicated in that each pictogram actually substitutes for several words or concepts at once. So if no one actually sat down to explain this to you, it would be very difficult to break.
Ah, it is. It is similar to my language. That is interesting. You are. Yes, well, yeah.
Well, they say the Legion goes back and has its root during the Roman days, and perhaps even before that. A lot of these symbols and these thoughts came from a particular writing that the Egyptians used once upon a time. It's been handed down in our lore, as far back as anyone has documents of the Legion.
Interesting.
So it's bird, eye, chaply pointing to the left.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Various cartouches. Also with that, he also points out signatures. Like, this is Lacey's signature. So if you see this with this, proceeding in it, it means that this, is from Lacey. And he shows you a few more, although you haven't met these other men yet.
Does Joker have one?
Joker does have one as well, yes.
Yeah.
Not everyone in the society has their own, just those that end up being a transfer point of information. Yep, so it's late in the afternoon by this point. Lacey does say that he did manage to get, he got one foldable boat. It basically collapses into something the size of a steamer trunk. But if you have need of another boat, you have it there.
How many does it hold?
Four. oars. It has oars. There's no
possibly engine. Enough.
Yeah. Are we? Is breaking the rock better to do during the day, during the night?
There are definitely. It would have to happen during the night because they are not going to have. They're not going to risk off their whole flotilla being canned in out of existence during the day when it's easy to see them.
Okay, just checking.
What weaponry do they actually have on the fort?
Well, the fort itself has cannon, yes. Mm-hmm. And you can expect they're going to be well armed.
Presumably these cannons are all around the fort.
Yes, yeah. Mm. There's one thing that Grime spares no expense on, it's implements of death.
A man of God, I see.
Some God.
Yes.
Yes, an evil. An evil, evil God.
So what's your next step, guys?
I suspect wait. Sleep.
Yes, yeah, sleep. Wait till nightfall and...
Oh, we're going tonight. I think we're probably going tomorrow night rather than tomorrow.
We definitely cannot go tonight, as he needs 12 hours before he can marshal the forces.
Yeah.
So it would be tomorrow at earliest.
All right. We'll plan for tomorrow night then.
You do not want a day to recover?
Oh,
you think you will be fine?
We're gonna have tomorrow to recover.
Right. I am asking if he wishes a day to recover. A day planning to go the next night, is it not a day of recovery? It is a day of planning and preparation. I'm just asking if Luke thinks he will be ready.
I'll be fine in the morning. Just a bit of stiffness and soreness. It'll check out.
I look at most of his guts hanging out. Yeah.
No, they're all nicely stitched in.
Yeah. Mechanically, I lost my injury status when I was rehealed anyway. So
yes. Yeah.
So, yes. It's not the first time we've been grievously wounded and up and running the next day anyway. No, that level of fatigue I had when we first came to the area caused me more problems than wounded did.
If nobody objects, then yes, tomorrow evening would be the point.
All right. We'll set it up then. So yeah, he'll map out the plans of where you'll have to... you'll either have to go by horseback's probably the best way where you would have to take the boat out to the island. You'll have to leave a good 4 hours before.
Yep. Plenty of time.
And we are bringing him back here?
If you think that's prudent, if you have another place, we can arrange something.
We have no other place.
This would be the closest place of safety. Because the other closest place is Los Angeles itself.
No, I think
we could bring it back. Oh, yeah, this could go there. Yeah, let's go there.
That seems like a great idea. That seems like a Luke Villeneuve plan.
Yeah. Well, we could take him all the way up to Shanfan.
Hmm.
That is a considerably longer distance, but yes.
Yeah.
We've saved you! Now we're going to take you to a war zone. Don't mind us.
Oh, maybe. We have no idea what happened up there.
Yeah. It's been a couple of days, huh?
Yeah.
All right, so it sounds like you guys are going to take another day to recover a plan, etc., so everyone will lose any levels of fatigue that they have. Is anyone actually still injured?
No, I was probably healed at the time, so... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Luke was the only one who actually took any injuries during the...
Woo!
All right. So now for the players, then I'm going to ask, do you guys want to push on to this, or do you want to call that for the night? We're at 3 hours now, 10 o'clock for me.
Yeah, I think it would be best to wait. I would believe that would be anyways.
I'm good either way. I think maybe waiting would probably be better, because this might be a very long part of the session.
Yep.
Yeah. I can do either way. My landlord has turned up, so I don't know when we'll be doing anything in here.
Right, okay. Well, it sounds like a good thing then is to
just
go ahead and
because
call.
You've all run out of chips, and I've still got 4 chips
left. I had 5 chips last time when we stopped, okay.
Yeah.
Actually, I still have 2 chips, so
All right.
No.
Yeah.
Well, so I will just point out it will give me another chance to find the reinforcements card next week.
Yeah, we still got two cards I could play, although none of my cards are useful to play.
Yeah, I do like how you played reinforcements, and then we only played one more card the entire.
Oh, that's not my fault.
Yes, yes, it
is. I did look at Not Today after Luke took that huge damage and went, oh, I could have made that automatically fail. Oh, well.
Whoops.
Got to remember what cards I got in my hand.
Instant death. Sorry, Luke, you're dead.
Yeah.
That's right, I would have just been able to talk Gideon to taking it for me.
Oh, there you go. Take on that death, Gideon. Massive flurry of card playing. Well, let me end the recording here.
Music in this podcast is provided by Kevin MacLeod. More of his excellent music can be found at incompetech.com. We have several ways that you can comment on our show. You can send email to steamsteelmurder@gmail.com. You can join our public forums at bluemagic.com/forums. That's bluemagic, BLUMAGIK.com. Leave us feedback on iTunes or visit obsidianportal.com and do a search for our title and find our campaign blog and more information about the show.